On today's show, it is March Madness time, and that means we're going to come up with a bracket Disney-related of our own. This is today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Traveling with the Mouse. This is episode number 444. My name is John, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Adam.
What's up, everybody?
How's it going today, Adam?
Wonderful. I'm ready to get into the madness of March already. Beware the madness of March. Isn't that how that goes?
The madness of March.
The Ides of March.
Are we going to do tiebreakers this time? Because Jason's not joining us this evening.
We will text him and ask what his answer is.
Or
we put it up for a poll, maybe, for next episode? I don't know.
That could be interesting. We'll let the audience decide the tiebreakers. Maybe we'll
on an X poll.
An X poll. That sounds weird.
Yeah.
Where was I? Oh, yes. Speaking of March Madness, I'm actually, on my brackets this year, I'm trying my best to actually fill out all 25 that they allow. I don't usually do that. On the real one, the basketball tournament, not Disney.
Right. Oh, wait.
Not this one.
Is it real? Ours isn't real?
I mean, it's real. We really do it. But it's not the March Madness. Right. You know. This year's basketball tournament, by the way, stands to be quite an interesting one. I think it's the most interesting one I mean, I have more interest in watching this than I have in a lot of them in the past. Usually it gets started and I get interested in it part of the way through or near the end, but this one, I don't know. I feel like it's wide open more so than it ever has been. Yeah, it just kind of comes into it feeling like anybody could win this thing. There you go. That's what makes it interesting to me. Kind of like our bracket. It's wide open. Anyone can win this thing. So,
well, what do we have today? What are our categories?
Well, let's see. We got a little assistance, we'll say, from our friends at AI.
Yeah. Just in general.
Just in general.
Artificial intelligence.
But the categories where we're going to do this year, because we usually try to shake up the categories some.
Yeah, we did some different ones.
All the way back to when we did it originally. When we did, I think we did movies, right? The very first time.
Yeah,
many moons ago, because I seem to recall Toy Story 2 winning, but that was many moons ago.
Oh, really?
I don't even know what episode that was.
That was a while back. We've done a different one every year for the last 4 or 5 years at least.
But yeah, I don't know. We may have skipped a year in between there, but
I remember California Grill one year. It was like, I think it was the best thing in general. We had a bunch of categories.
I'm just trying to think. Coming up this year would be our 7th year?
Yeah, perhaps. I think
so. Quite interesting.
2018, right?
7 years that we've been doing this? Why exactly have we been doing this for 7 years? Who knows?
Yeah.
It's the passion. I don't know why I'm saying it's the passion. I think it's 7. I think didn't we start it in 17?
I thought it was 18.
Maybe it was 18. Okay, 6 years.
Either way, it's been a while. We've been at it a while. I think also Flight of Passage won 1 year.
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember what won last year, unfortunately.
I know.
I remember we included beverages last year.
Oh, yeah. We did a category of...
Yeah.
That was right, yeah. I think we did like a... Didn't we do like a mini bracket on just La Cava? I think we did.
A mini bracket for just La Cava? I don't know. I don't recall that.
Yeah, I think it was.
I don't even remember what ended up winning at this point. We'll probably look it up and mention it before the episode's released. I may have to go back and find last year's and listen again. Just because I don't remember. Anyway. So the categories, let's see if I get this right, that we've come up with this year just to do it a little differently. We had classic animation, modern animation, theme parks, right?
And then live action.
Live action films. That's the one I couldn't remember here.
Which, it basically just picked a bunch of the live action remakes of the animated ones. So I was like, I wonder
if we should change that up.
Let's just go with what we've got. We'll
go with the original.
Yeah, let's just go with it. Okay.
Okay.
Let's do
it. So where should we start? Which corner of the of the bracket should we start in?
Well, I have classic animation and the modern ready to go here so we can keep track of it.
Okay, well, let's start with classic then. Why not?
The first matchup is When You Wish Upon a Star from Pinocchio, which is iconic, versus A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes from Cinderella. It says two iconic hopes and dreams songs face off.
I see. I'm going to give the edge to When You Wish Upon a Star, just because it was like the song that like is always used for everything.
Right. I feel like this is the one that you think of when you think Disney, and then like the cruise ship plays this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I think this one is the one that's more iconic. So yeah, agreed.
Speaking of cruise ship, I guess we could pepper news in here, right?
Yeah,
Speaking of cruise ship.
When it comes up. Yeah.
They revealed the name of the last unnamed one at the moment. I think it's
It is your destiny.
Yes, apparently the captain of the ship is Palpatine.
Yeah.
Although I don't know. Who really is the captain of the ship? Is that in there? I didn't see that in there.
I thought Minnie was listed, like was featured, but...
Is it Minnie the Wish, or am I wrong?
I thought she was too. Didn't somebody say... I feel like I saw Minnie in the logo, but that doesn't mean she's the captain, right?
No, the captain will be the statue in the atrium.
Right.
Maybe they haven't named the captain.
Because it says Minnie Mouse embodies the spirit of destiny in this brand new artwork for the bow of the ship.
Yeah, I see her on the bow. But, you know, usually the captain is, like I said, the one featured in the atrium.
Yeah, which we don't know yet. They haven't shown us that yet. But this is the massive cruise ship that they acquired, so it's gigantic looking compared to the other Disney ships in the fleet. So, and isn't this one mostly doing the Asia-Pacific kind of routes?
It would seem so, but I don't know that they've given like the full
itineraries yet. I don't think they have, but I was pretty sure this one was going to be, it doesn't say...
Let's see. Captain Minnie eventually finds the ship's commemorative coin with Hades and Hercules, helps her to get it back. Okay, so there's a storyline of, I guess she is. Doesn't she have more than one ship? Doesn't that make her a Commodore?
Yeah, Commodore Minnie.
Commodore.
I would sail under her colors and give her 50% of me plunders.
Yes.
I don't know about that much. 40%.
All right, so I just took that as an opportunity to throw in that news. So
it's actually
let's
good
move
idea.
Along.
Why don't we sprinkle in a news story after each bracket thing? Because there's a few decent things to talk about this week. News.
I don't know if everyone will spur a...
no, but speaking of cruise ships... okay, so this is another like Battle of the Titans when it comes to... This is a Disney Renaissance classic battle here. The one that started it all, Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid.
How did that start it all?
The Renaissance, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, the Renaissance.
Started the Renaissance. I shouldn't say it all. Started the Renaissance. Under the Sea versus Circle of Life from The Lion King.
Ooh.
So we might tie on this one because... I don't think I could ever go against The Lion King, which was my like childhood favorite film. So.
Well, as good as Under the Sea was for the time, I got to give the edge to Circle of Life.
Okay, we do agree. Okay.
So we do agree. Okay. You got to throw in the fact that Elton John did the pop version of it, and it was popular as well, and it was good too.
Yeah.
So.
And it was just defining. It was a very defining song for that movie in particular. And who could ever forget the that whole intro of the movie and then the boom, Lion King, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, buckle up, you know, we're in for a ride here, an adventure.
Speaking of pop artists that made Disney songs, the Eras Tour is now streaming on Disney Plus.
Oh, well, there you have it. Boom. Wow, you were...
I made a connection, after all.
Yeah, you found one.
I have not watched that.
Yeah, I haven't either. But, you know, a lot of people will, which is good. So
should be good for Disney, you would think.
Yeah. There's several news stories that would be good, but I can't find another.
That would fit with
can't
it.
Can't find another way to put in there, but.
Okay, Genie Plus pricing retreats from spring break.
Yeah, which
it's not like they were retreating from a high school.
Didn't spring just start? So I'm like,
yeah, it's kind of weird. What,
is everybody spring break that early these days?
It's so sporadic now. That's what it is.
Yeah,
it's probably likely to be busy again, like next week or something.
Yeah, I know in our neck of the woods, spring break is like. Depends on what county. It's like different. Some are the same and some are weeks apart, and it's very strange. So
we went along with that one.
Yeah, another matchup.
Keeping track out there, folks, because you know, yeah, we're making it so easy for you,
right? This is supposedly the classic animation, but really it's the last two are battles of the Renaissance era. So there's another Renaissance battle.
Okay, Renaissance.
Here.
Let's do it.
So we have Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Versus A Whole New World from Aladdin.
So I'm going to have to go with personal preference here, and that's going to be A Whole New World.
I was thinking about this. As good as Be Our Guest is, I'm going to go with A Whole New World as well, because I preferred Aladdin to Beauty and the Beast, even though probably as an adult I would maybe switch that. I don't think I would, actually. But yeah, Whole New World's a great song. I mean, you hear this song at like weddings now, so you don't hear Be Our Guest at weddings, do you? I don't know.
I mean, you could. That's more of a reception song.
Right. No, but Be Our Guest is a great song, so it's like, it's hard to say, but Whole New World, I think.
The thing is, though, in this particular case, I decided to pit actually two different styles of songs from the films, because you would think if you were going to do the competing love song.
Beauty and the Beast, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, actually, I just realized that's what it did do. I was looking at that incorrectly, but because it said romantic classics, and I just saw Beauty, oops. I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh, so it did do that. I still choose.
It says Beauty and the Beast from Beauty and the Beast, but I was just looking at the movie Beauty and the Beast. Anyway, sorry.
So it was that. Okay, messed up.
I totally screwed that up. Oops.
Whole New World still wins no matter what.
That's what I get for not paying attention. Okay, so this is the battle of
as
the heartfelt.
As you are, pay attention.
Yeah. Oh, should we do another news story?
No, keep going. I don't have one right now.
Actually, I will say that D23 tickets are going on sale this week as you're listening to this. And
any particular reason?
No. Because I'm considering trying to get out there this year for that. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, okay.
I'm considering it.
I don't think I will, but...
There's evening shows at the Honda Center in Anaheim, and you can get a 3-day pass for D23 that includes that, and that would be $297 a ticket, or about, you know, $99 a day.
The Honda Center is where it's going to be?
No, the Honda Center is some events are going to be happening, shows.
Okay.
So this includes your access to the expo at the Anaheim Convention Center and the Honda Center shows, which I'm not even sure what shows are going to be there, but
I'm familiar with the Honda Center because when we went to California 12 years ago now, the Ayers Orange is where we stayed, which is literally right across the street from it.
Well,
yeah.
But for regular tickets to just the convention center, they're for gold members, it's $80 or $79 a ticket for a day and $89 for general. For the 3-day ticket, it's $209. For a gold member and $259 for regular, so $50 difference there for the 3-day pass. So yeah, I'm thinking about it. It would be interesting to go out there for the D23, but we shall see. Anyway, I just thought I would throw that in. The tickets go on sale though March 26th, I believe it is. Is that correct? Yeah, at noon Pacific time.
Specific time.
Specifically at noon Pacific time. Anyhow. All right, next matchup. And this one, okay, I told you, Heartfelt Messages and Melodies. Can You Feel the Love Tonight from The Lion King versus Colors of the Wind from Pocahontas.
I believe I'm going to have to give another one to The Lion King with Can You Feel the Love Tonight.
Yeah, I like that one. I've always liked that one. Colors of the Wind is really good, though. So I feel like I should have put up a fight for that one, but it's just not as, I still think.
It's a victim of its competition.
Yeah, you can't go against Lion King. I don't think I could ever vote against the Lion King, so.
You might could at some point. Maybe. We'll see if Lion King goes up against a good song. Well, I mean, hang on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. A better song.
Yeah. Do you have a news story?
To go along with that, nothing really. But Patrick Warburton, surprised guest at Soarin' Over California. Actually showed up there.
See, that's where we need is like classic music from attractions pitting against one another. But so like Soarin' versus like
Mission Space.
The original Test Track medley. No, I don't know.
I'm not going to say Soarin'. Okay, if we're gonna pit it against its former thing, it'd be like Soarin's theme versus
Over California versus
Kitchen
World.
Cabaret or
oh okay,
Kitchen Cabaret or Food Rocks, which one? Something from there.
Yeah.
Well, at Epcot, you could definitely do that. You could say something like, which song is better, the Soarin' theme or like Veggie Veggie Fruit Fruit? It's stuff like that.
Okay, I would say Soarin'.
You would say Soarin'. Depends. Is it going to be the original Soarin' soundtrack or Soarin' Around the World soundtrack?
No.
Anyway.
All right.
You have lots of things.
Let me read these carefully now. So this is the modern animation category. Okay. This is Powerful Ballads of Identity and Memory. So we have Remember Me from Coco versus Let It Go.
That's a tough one.
Remember Me. A rare Pixar song.
If we're going to go with my preferences, I actually prefer Remember Me over Let It Go.
Really?
Maybe it's because I've heard Let It Go so much.
Well, you have daughters, so maybe you've heard it too much. I got to go with Let It Go on this one, though. So I can't not vote for it. I think it's too iconic of a song. Oscar winning.
So how are we going to determine the tiebreaker?
Actually, they're both Oscar winning, aren't they? We got to see.
So how are we going to determine the tiebreaker in that case?
Ask AI.
Which one do they? AI does the tiebreaker?
Yeah, let's have it pick. Let's see. I'm gonna ask it. So choosing between Let It Go and Remember Me is a tough decision, as both songs are incredibly powerful and have their unique appeals. Okay, it's going to get a super long answer. It says Let It Go is an anthem of liberation and self-acceptance, blah, blah, blah. Remember Me, on the other hand, is a poignant ballad about love, memory, and the bonds that connect us across time.
Okay.
So if I had to pick one, it says, I might lean towards Remember Me for its emotional depth and the way beauty ties into the theme of Coco. While Let It Go is undoubtedly iconic and powerful, Remember Me tugs at the heartstrings in a unique way.
See?
So AI agrees with you.
Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah. There you have it. Okay.
We may modify these if we can get a hold of Jason and see what he thinks, what his opinions are on the tiebreaker ones. We'll give him that. We'll put it in the chat or something and see. Like,
yeah.
Which one we'll do you prefer?
But then it would be another tie because now we have AI, me, you. And so if he says Let It Go, then we have a tie again.
No, if we decide to bring it to him, we just screw AI. That's pretty
okay. He gets the vote over AI.
Yeah, he gets the tiebreaker over AI.
Okay, so, news story. This is in the rumor category.
Okay.
Which I shared earlier today. This rumor that Test Track's going to close in July for its lengthy refurbishment.
That could be.
Yeah, the word is cast members have been told that they have to prepare for shifting to other assignments starting in late July from Test Track.
Seems kind of weird that they would start an almost year-long refurbishment in July.
The thought I had around that is, what do they have to announce new for 2025? Maybe
Well,
maybe they're going to even change Test Track from Test Track. It's going to be Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy.
It's not.
Racers.
No, it's not going to happen.
I mean, you never know.
They've already announced. Remember, GM wants to bring at least some of the elements from old World of Motion back, right? They want a nod to that.
Yeah.
It's like with this update, they want to kind of make it Test Track meets World of Motion type deal.
Maybe. Yeah, Josh D'Amaro mentioned it at D23, the Destination D23. So it sort of came out of nowhere that they're going to do this. Maybe because GM is footing the bill for most of it or something.
Well, so, I think GM wants to update it every so often anyway, it seems to me.
Yeah.
Like every time the contract's up for renewal, I think.
12 years, right, at this point, since they did Tron Track. So
let's see. 99 was when it officially opened, the original, and then they changed it to, was it
2012 12? Or 11? 11 or 12, right?
Yeah, maybe it was 12. 11 or 12, somewhere in that range. So it's just outside the 10-year mark, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to 12 years. And now we're right around that time frame again, right? So maybe they're 12-year contracts.
Yeah. Is this what they're going to announce, though? Is there...
Seems like every 12 years is when they do it, right?
Right. But again, like I said, is this their marketing message for 2024? That Test Track 3.0 is coming. Come to Disney instead of Epic Universe because we're taking a 30-year-old ride and redoing it again.
I don't think so because I don't think they, like when they changed it from the original to what it currently is, I don't think they treated that as though it was like a new draw, right?
Sure. All right. So next matchup is the Anthems of Adventure and Discovery. So we have How Far I'll Go from Moana versus Into the Unknown. Into the Unknown.
That's the first one. That's the first one you've had to sing.
Yeah, I didn't have to.
And so what was the first song?
More than two. How Far I'll Go.
That's the one I choose. So far, it sounds like I'm anti-Frozen, but I'm really not. I just prefer the songs that it's up against.
This is a great song from Frozen 2, but I think I agree. Moana's How Far I'll Go is really good. We'll do another matchup instead of news story.
Please, let's do.
So speaking of not talking about news stories, We Don't Talk About Bruno is the next song.
Oh, well, that's already a plus.
And this is what's called Catchy Contemporary Hits is what they call this category. Try Everything, Zootopia. So this is a tough one because these songs aren't super comparable to me.
So it was Try Everything versus...
We Don't Talk About Bruno. No, no.
I prefer We Don't Talk About Bruno.
As much as I love Zootopia, that's really the only song in that movie. It's not bad, but probably find myself singing We Don't Talk About Bruno more.
Or at least we did.
Yeah.
Here lately, of course, we sing Try Everything because it's in the commercials and you watch videos of the ride.
Yeah. It is catchy, though. Oh, well. It's not a bad Shakira, actually.
Not too hard to do. You sound like you're singing from the back of your throat.
I'm pretty split on this one, actually, but I don't think it's enough to get me to vote against We Don't Talk About Bruno, so... No tie on that one. Okay, so the next matchup in this final matchup of this category is what they call the quirky villain song versus a heartfelt ballad. Sorry. Heartfelt ballad. Did I say heartfelt ballad?
I have no idea, but you may have.
A heartfelt ballad?
Oodwonk?
Heartfelt ballad. Shiny from Moana versus Lost in the Woods from Frozen 2. Another Moana Frozen 2 matchup.
See, I hate to keep knocking on Frozen, but my preference of those two would be Shiny. And I love Lost in the Woods. That's just it, but my preference would be Shiny.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, Lost in the Woods is funny. I actually laughed out loud in the theater the first time I saw that song. I thought it was hilarious. But it doesn't really hold up as much over time. Whereas Shiny is like just a fun song to sing.
Yeah.
So I have to agree with you, Shiny.
I mean, they're both like comedic in a way, right?
Yeah.
I think I give Jermaine Clements.
Yeah, and I love Jermaine Clements too, by the way.
A little bit more weight.
Yes, I love him a lot, actually. He's hilarious. And
because I just love free food.
Yeah. And if you guys haven't
like seafood.
Seen Flight of the Conchords,
go and check that out.
A very short two seasons on HBO?
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago. I don't remember now, but
isn't that like the first thing funny was in? Show?
Yeah, I think that was. Yeah. Well, they did the band Flight of the Conchords, and then they made a show, mm-hmm. which basically used up all the songs that they had already written, and so they didn't keep doing the show. But
as far as their voices, he and the guy from the IT Crowd, the one that voiced in Soul,
yes,
they sound very similar.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I kind of want to skip this live action category because I still don't like it.
Oh, you mean this particular one or all in general?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like this category, but we can do it. It's just,
well, we've got to have four, don't we?
It's the exact same matchup as we had for one of the animated ones earlier.
Oh, the exact same?
Yes, Beauty and the Beast versus A Whole New World, but the live action versions.
Oh, well, in that case, isn't the live action version still have Angela Lansbury?
Or am I wrong? Remember. That's the thing.
I don't remember.
I only watched that movie once. I'd probably still go with A Whole New World, but
it's interesting that they pit two of the live action remakes that I actually like.
Oh, yeah. Aladdin was pretty good. Beauty and the Beast was not bad either. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'll still go with A Whole New World. I don't remember who sung it in the live action, but sure, I'll continue.
So I actually haven't watched Mulan, the live action one, but they're saying the Reflection song from the live action Mulan versus Evermore from Beauty and the Beast.
Evermore?
Yeah.
I don't remember Evermore.
They're calling this the deep introspective pieces. See, that's why I'm like, I don't love this category.
But I don't remember Evermore. I mean, it's been a while since I watched the live action.
I would just go with Reflection because I know that song better.
And I actually like it, so that's another reason why I'll go with it. That's, hey, you know, you don't have to have good reasons sometimes.
Yeah. We all love this category, so. All right, next is Speechless from Aladdin versus Be Prepared from the live remakes of Lion King and Aladdin, of course.
See, I don't remember Speechless.
Speechless was Jasmine's song, which I actually like that one.
Sure. I must confess, I haven't seen the live-action Lion King.
That's right, I haven't seen that.
Although I do like Be Prepared, so I'm going to vote Be Prepared.
Okay, I would vote Speechless because I know that was good, so we have a tie on that one.
Time for another tiebreaker.
So let's see what they say.
Tiebreaker brought
to
you.
Go to a news story while I...
Yeah, I was about to say, brought to you by this news story.
Yeah, tell us.
Disneyland is to close entire Critter Country land, temporarily, starting May 1st for Tiana's Bayou Adventure construction. I guess they're going to fill in some of the land around it, so they're going to close the whole land. So, yeah. So that means, based on this, since it says Critter Country will be closed, it's safe to assume that Pooh Corner, the Briar Patch, the Hungry Bear Restaurant, and the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh will be included in that closure.
Okay. Huh.
So if it's doing it May the 1st, I don't know, which one's further along, California or Florida? Are they about
Florida?
To...
Florida is further along because they closed several months before California did.
So if, let's just say it's May the 1st, if it's to prepare the area, then I would say they're thinking of opening for Memorial Day weekend. I think they might open both of them around the same time.
Well, I hope it would be, because are you going that week or the first week of June? I forgot what you said.
There's nothing planned per se, but we were looking at the early June, we'll say.
Okay.
So,
I'm looking at Memorial Day as well. I haven't planned yet, but that would be. Obviously, I'm hoping for a pass holder preview at some point, but. They haven't announced it as of this recording, but we'll see.
Well, we're nearing the beginning of April, so you got to think sometime in April, I feel like we're going to hear something one way or the other on it. Just because I feel like they're going to shoot for a Memorial Day to add another attraction to the,
yeah,
potential busyness that Memorial Day could bring. So,
well, I mean, I hope it is Memorial Day. That would be great. They are testing it. It's another news story is they were testing it with weights.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool.
Yeah, I think this is way closer to being ready. I think over the last couple of years after COVID and everything, we've kind of become, our standards have changed as far as how quickly they can do things, and now they're kind of back to normal. So I feel like they can start, having things ready at a more normal pace now. I think this is the first year in which you truly can say things are back to pre-2020 type business, we'll say.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah.
We shall see. Okay, so AI has made its decision, and it says the following. Choosing between Speechless and Be Prepared, the live-action versions, presented an interesting contrast, as one is a powerful anthem of defiance and empowerment, while the other is a dark, compelling piece about ambition and cunning. Given the choice between the two, AI leans towards Speechless.
Okay, so Speechless it is. I am left speechless.
Yeah, there's a lot of... All right. Next match, which is another one of songs I'm not really... Again, I don't love these matchups. Belle from Beauty and the Beast. And another Aladdin one, Arabian Nights, this time from the live action.
Between the two, I'm leaning Belle.
Yeah, if it's the same song which I'm trying to recall from the live action, is it the same one?
It is. It's the exact same song. Okay. Beginning, the first song of the film.
Right, the opening number, essentially.
If you don't count that really cool theme in the beginning when they're telling the story.
Right. It's like, I don't think you could beat the Robin Williams intro with Arabian Nights, but Belle is probably a more musical song.
Yeah, except this one is sung by Hermione. So.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, if it's the same, which I'm thinking, yeah, then I'm going to go with Belle as well. So there we have it. Okay, last category of the first matchups here. Theme parks, so this is good. We have two iconic ones here. It's a Small World versus Yo-Ho from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yo-Ho.
A Pirate's Life for me. I feel like this was an easy matchup.
It is for me. Yo-Ho, yeah. Yo-Ho.
A Pirate's Life for me.
Oh, I love this song.
And really bad eggs. Yeah. Think of me, did you? So yeah, Yo-Ho makes it.
Correct.
For sure. Fantastic song.
Really bad eggs.
Here's one. I think you could probably guess from their description. Spooky versus tropical.
Sure.
Grim Grinning Ghosts versus the Tiki 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 Room. From the Enchanted Tiki Room.
Where the cryptos creak and the tombstones quake.
This is X Atencio's best wording of in lyrics, I should say. Even though he wrote Yo-Ho as well. But
when you hear the knell of a requiem bell.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the whole song is very well written. So, yeah. Grim Grinning Ghost wins, for sure. All right, I think that was an easy one.
And they come out to socialize.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, though, I don't know how this ties into this news story, but did you see Disney announce the Disney Legends for 2024 that they're going to honor at D23 this year?
Yes.
Some interesting ones that I didn't know weren't on here, but the standouts are Joe Rohde from Imagineering is going to be a Disney legend.
Yes.
Harrison Ford is listed, as well as John Williams, Frank Oz, which I didn't realize he wasn't already. Like, how is he not already? But
true.
James Cameron is on this list.
Okay, that's a little, that's a stretch for making him a Disney legend.
Miley Cyrus.
Isn't he more like a Balt legend than he is a Disney legend than James Cameron?
Well, I would,
like, everything he's done, they've bought.
An acquired Disney legend.
Yeah, I can say he didn't do anything for Disney prior to him being just happened to be part of an acquisition.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was very instrumental in Flight of Passage and you know, the whole,
like, oh, he gets it for that reason.
I guess.
But it says that. Film.
It does say that. Well, they own several of the movies he directed now, right? So
let's be honest, even with this huge list, the person people that are going to go to see the most is Joe Rohde, even with right. names like Frank Oz and Harrison Ford on there. They really love the fact that Joe Rohde is being announced.
Right. Do you think Harrison Ford would even show up to D23 for this?
Well, since it's in Hollywood already, basically, right? I mean,
he doesn't live there, though. He lives in, like, Wyoming or something.
He spends a lot of time there.
Depends on,
maybe not anymore, but
probably not.
Once upon a time, he had to. Probably he doesn't really do that many films anymore, right? So,
well, he's done a couple of series actually, right? He did the 1920, whatever it was called.
Wasn't that like one of the prequel sequels to
prequel to? Why am I blanking? Yeah, this the one with Costner.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it now to save my life. People are gonna be yelling this at us. Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. God, yes.
That was just escaping us for some reason.
Right. But Yellowstone. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, he can film it at his where he lives.
Basically. Right. That's probably why he took the job. Yeah.
Part of the reason, right?
But we have someone from Parks and Resorts too, Martha Blanding, which I'm gonna have to look up.
How long she's worked at
Disneyland, but I could be wrong.
Well,
John Williams, like, how is he not? They're Disney legends now because of Lucasfilm being acquired and, like, all the stuff there, because we have Han Solo in Indiana Jones. So
there's a couple on here I don't really get, to, you know, as far, like, it seems like just like to gain legend status. I mean, I'm like, what, do you just have to have done something for them now? It's like they just let anybody in at this point. It kind of ruins the whole legend part.
Yeah, I mean, this is a lot of people to be giving the, like, Ryan Seacrest, I mean, like, just because he's on ABC. Like,
well, actually, it says hosted by Ryan Seacrest. It's not.
Oh, that's why he's the circle and not the square. I get it. Sorry.
Oops. Well, you're really missing a lot of things tonight. I'm just saying.
I thought it was because he hosts everything that he was just hosting himself.
Kelly Ripa, though, that was kind of, I mean, I get that she was on
ABC. You know, she's been on for like 25 years, right? She's right there.
But just because you do a show on the
network, one of
the other networks, it's not even got Disney's name on it, even though we know they own it.
She's an ABC legend.
Right. She used to be a visual Disney legend.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. And like you were saying, Jamie Lee Curtis, what else has she done besides, did she do something else besides playing the Haunted Mansion? I know she played in Freaky Friday. I mean, what else is she playing?
I'm sure she's done several Disney movies.
Okay.
Maybe there's a threshold you have to cross.
I guess. All right. So let's move along.
Here's another one. You've got, there's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow from the Carousel of Progress.
I agree.
Versus One Little Spark from Imagination.
Really?
Journey to Imagination. Optimistic views of innovation and imagination.
It's kind of a tough matchup for me, truthfully. Because I like
not for me.
Well, I know you like hate everything that is imagination.
Yeah, I mean, the original is good, but
we'll see. That's from the original.
You can't be Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. I mean, you have the Walt tie in there and everything. Like,
okay, I'll just go with you because I don't want to do another tie record.
And the Sherman Brothers, like, come on.
Like I said, I'll just go with you because I don't want to do another tiebreaker right now.
Because it's too long.
It seems to take forever to do tiebreakers at the moment. How close are we to getting done? Because we're going to have to go into next week.
Yeah, this is the final matchup of the first set here. So we've got Smorin theme versus Test Track. So it specifically says Soarin' Around the World, by the way. But
versus the current Test Track theme.
It doesn't say current. It just says instrumental scores that elevate the ride experience.
Well, it's got to be the current.
The current what? Soarin'?
It's got to be the current Soarin', it's got to be the current Test Track they're talking
about. Okay, well, if you're judging either Test Track, I would still pick Soarin', even if it's Soarin' Around the World. I think the Soarin' theme is better than either Test Track theme, so.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So we are down to, what are we down to? 16 now?
Yeah.
There is another news story we have to talk about, though.
There is? Well, let's do
it. We didn't talk about it yet, right?
Well, let's do it.
The construction permits that have been filed at Animal Kingdom suggest that they are preparing for a large-scale construction project. So they've set up a staging area on the northeast side of the park, behind Everest, essentially. It suggests that they're preparing a construction site and a holding area for equipment and whatnot to be transported, which looks to be like you have a clear shot to that area behind Dinoland and Dinoland in general. So looks like they're preparing for that expansion or reimagining, whatever.
Or at least they're making us think that.
Yeah, right. So, didn't take long for the internet to latch onto that one. I'm sure we'll get more details on D23 on this in August, which is only 4 or 5 months away now. So,
gotcha.
All right. Next round matchups. We want to do back in the classic category here.
Okay.
We have When You Wish Upon a Star versus Circle of Life.
I think it's a tough one, but I think I'm going to have to appeal to it once again. I think When You Wish Upon a Star embodies Disney. So I'm going to
agree. I can't deny that. I think it's too good. You have to go with it. Okay. So the next matchup here in this category would be Whole New World versus Can You Feel the Love Tonight? So another Lion King versus Aladdin. We've got a lot of Lion King versus Aladdin in this.
That's a tough one, actually. I think I'm going to go with Can You Feel the Love Tonight.
Okay. I'm going to have to disagree on that one.
Okay. So, tiebreaker.
I'm going to go with Whole New World. So
I started to, but I was thinking, you know, Lion King needs a little more representation for what it was.
Yeah, it's just that song. I would have rather had Circle of Life, honestly, but okay, so
it was a matter of what it went up against.
Yeah, I think that's, for me, that's what it was. Choosing between Whole New World and Can You Feel the Love Tonight is a classic Disney dilemma, but it picks Whole New World. If I had to choose, it would be Whole New World for its representation of freedom and exploration, which resonates deeply with many. Whole New World.
All right, so Whole New World it is.
Okay, and so on the next category, we have Remember Me versus How Far I'll Go.
Ooh. I think I'm going to go with Remember Me out of those two.
Okay. I'm going to go with How Far I'll Go. So
you just wanted to do this again.
I didn't actually, because I would have picked
the computer will be on my side this time. I can feel it.
Okay, so it's not the computer. You sound like an old person when you say the computer says it's thinking. Choosing between these is a challenge, as both are beautifully written, emotionally impactful, and central to their perspective films and themes and character development. If I were to pick, I would lean towards How Far I'll Go for its universal message of exploration and self-discovery.
I'm starting to not like AI.
Okay.
It's against me.
Okay.
It's because my name is John. It thinks I'm John Connor.
Okay. All right, so we don't talk about Bruno versus Shiny. This is tough.
That's a tough one. I think I'm going to go with Bruno, even though I love Shiny.
I'll agree on that one because I think it's more catchy and more...
Yeah, better.
Easy to roll off the tongue.
7 foot frame, rats long as back.
So in the final category, I mean, do we want to finish these two up?
Yes.
So next category is the live action Whole New World versus Reflection from live action Mulan.
I got to say a Reflection because we already have a Whole New World in another category.
Yeah, I'll go with that one too. I agree.
The better Whole New World is already in.
Okay. So we have Reflection there. Okay. And next one is Speechless from Aladdin versus Belle from Beauty and the Beast, both live actions.
My vote is Belle.
I think I'll agree, just to make it simpler.
Keep it simple.
Because this is my least favorite category. So.
Speaking of which, now that I was thinking about it, I do believe the Reflections, like the updated version, is also sung by Christina Aguilera as far as the, like the pop version.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I think so.
Redid it, yeah. All right, another reason to go with Reflection.
The good category that we love here, because we all know this live action one is not going to win, right? Okay. So theme park.
I don't know that.
Category. Theme park category. We have what we all expected, the difficult matchup. Yo-Ho, Pirates, Life for Me versus Grim Grinning Ghosts.
It's a toughie.
Depends on the day, right? It depends on my mood.
These are still both great, but I think I give the edge to Grim Grinning Ghosts personally. I think it has a more clever vocabulary selection, which is my... That's it over the edge.
That was the whole... Yeah, that was the praise I gave it previously, too.
Uh-huh.
Dang. My gut is saying Pirates, though. So...
You're going to ask AI?
I don't know.
Ghosts or Pirates, basically.
I feel like you have to give Pirates the love, and both are...
Happy haunts etherealize.
And both are Thurl...
Yes, Thurl Ravenscroft.
Ravenscroft. Okay, so choosing between Pirates and Grim Grinning Ghosts presents a fun challenge, as both are iconic in Disney theme park universe, each capturing the spirit of their respective attractions perfectly. If I were to pick, listen to this, I might lean towards Grim Grinning Ghosts.
Uh-huh.
So AI finally went with
me. Finally went with me for once.
Actually, earlier it went with you with Remember Me versus Let It Go, maybe, I think it was.
Yeah.
So it went with you earlier on that one, but yeah. Grim Grinning Ghosts, it goes.
Twice so far.
Okay, so Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow versus Soarin' Around the World.
Gonna go with Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow.
I would agree. Because there's a great big beautiful tomorrow. Okay, so we are down to the Elite Eight here. We've got...
What is going to be our Elite Eight for next week?
Okay, so we've got When You Wish Upon a Star versus A Whole New World.
Remember.
We have How Far I'll Go versus We Don't Talk About Bruno.
Ooh.
And then we've got Reflection versus Belle. And then we have Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow versus Grim Grinning Ghosts.
Interesting.
That's going to be a tough... We're going to have a lot of tiebreaker needs, so we need, like... We're going to need a third party here for this.
Yeah, we're going to need a third party next week. Jason, just know you got to come on next week.
Yeah, he's got to be back for this, because... Yeah.
We need it.
There you go.
All right.
So, fun times.
So, I believe that will wrap up this week. We hope you have enjoyed our show. And as always, thanks for sticking with us till the bare end.
Hey, that song wasn't in there.
That wasn't in there. Yeah, that's a song. Anyway, we're going to have to rethink these categories maybe at some point. What was I going? Oh, yes, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and X and Instagram. I keep doing that.
Yeah.
As always, it is at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store in which you can get your exclusive TWTM merchandise. That is shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. We have a YouTube channel in which you can find some videos. The latest that I put out there was from the studios, the old Backlot Tour. On that in particular. So go check that out. And where can you find that, Adam?
Our website, which is travelingwiththemouse.com. You can find links to that and more there. podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com is our email address. And we have links to a travel agent friend there as well. If you want assistance booking your next trip, you can do it all at our website.
So for Adam, my name is John. This has been Traveling with the Mouse. And we hope you will join us on our next trip.
Bye. Please. Through the madness.
We need the money.
That old man's mad. Boy, you said it, Chewie. Where did you dig up that old fossil?
What was the other thing he said?
What? Peter Mayhew?
Yeah. Well, was it Peter Mayhew actually saying it?
Yeah, he did, yeah. That old man's mad.